Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Miss P, and this is the Intune Show. I just want to tell everyone, or should I say I just want to thank everyone for such a great experience lately. I've been having such an amazing time on the shows with great guests and, you know, great hosts. So, you know, it's only getting better, and I'm just really grateful for all those that take the time to tune in and for all those who take the time to share their creativity, their talents, their expertise, and their skills. There's nothing more that I could be more grateful for. So for all those that are constantly supporting, thank you. We really appreciate you. Because without you, you know, there's really no show. So as all you guys may know, Miss Veronica London will be on the show today, and I am super excited to talk to her to get to know her a little bit more. So a little bit about Veronica before she comes on is that she's playing Jane Doe, and the question that everyone has is, like, who is Jane Doe, and including herself, meaning, you know, that Miss Veronica London, she plays on Body Language, HBO series Lingerie, and in this film, she is playing a young prostitute and a heroin addict found by paramedics laying on the street in a pool of blood. So basically, she's a victim of a violent altercation, which leaves her with severe head injuries, stricken by amnesia and struggling with her, you know, addiction. She's on a quest to discover her identity, and she's playing alongside, you know, the legendary Miss Vivica Fox. So it's definitely something that, you know, I'm really excited about because, you know, just to hear more, just to gain more insight and more knowledge about her is totally, you know, what I'm looking forward to the most tonight. So for all those that have any questions for Miss London, please call in 818-495-6975. I know I've been getting a lot of likes for all the pictures that, you know, I've been posting of her in Maxim magazine and things of that nature. She's an amazing individual, and I cannot say enough good things about her. And there's a lot of, you know, I have a lot of great questions for her on my own, and then I have a lot of great questions that a few fans actually asked me to ask her. So I'm just so excited about it. But anyway, for those that are afraid to call in, you can feel free to join our interactive chat room, and you can voice your opinion in there, and I'll be more than happy to read your questions over the air, or you can tweet us at Intune Show and basically send us your questions for Ms. Veronica, you know, London, and I will read them on air again. So in the meantime, in around town, while we're waiting for that to all happen in a few minutes, I basically wanted to just get in tune with how I'm feeling today about all the awesome things that's been happening for the show. I also wanted to just plug real quick that tomorrow night I'm going to be interviewing LaVert, which is the remaining and original member. Gerald LaVert started the group, and his brother Sean LaVert, and he had Mark Gordon. So Mark Gordon is now you know, still going forward with the group, and he has a new addition called Black, and he's Black Rose. And basically, we're going to be talking to them tomorrow night at 6:15 p.m. Eastern, and I'm really, really excited about that as well. So, you know, mark your calendars and make sure that if you guys don't get to tune in, the shows are always on demand, as you all know, so you can always hear it back. But there's nothing like being tuned in at the time when it's all happening. So without further ado, I'm going to play Top of the World by Diamond Dallas, you know, because that's how Miss P is feeling, Top of the World. I also wanted to take a quick second to shout out Michelle McGee at Bullseye Entertainment. She's the best, and I'm really grateful, like I said again, for all the wonderful, wonderful individuals that I've been entwined with lately. I mean, there's really no words, so I really will just be repeating myself, and I know you guys don't want to hear that all night. So without further ado, let's play Top of the World by Diamond Dallas. Yeah, so that was Diamond Dallas, Top of the World, and that is from her EP, Top of the World. For all those that's interested in finding more out about Diamond Dallas, please log on to www.diamonddallas.bandcamp.com. The entire EP is fire, so if I was you guys and you're into easy listening, one, two, music that you can all relate to on some level, and three, talent, definitely check her out. She is a force that, you know, to be reckoned with, and she's doing big things. So definitely check her out. Again, Diamond Dallas, Top of the World. So we have a few minutes before Miss Veronica London call in. So I just wanted to keep you guys up to speed on the networking event that we're having on the 28th. So for all those, you know, that are looking for an efficient way to make new contacts and grow your business, then join us, you know, for a join, you know, speed networking event on April 28th. And basically, you know, we want you to share your success stories, give advice, or plug your business in 10 minutes time. And also support by listeners to others. That's, like, it's going to be quick. You know, that's why it's called speed, because everything that you summarize has to be all done in 10 minutes to give everyone a 10-minute window to voice their opinions and share their energy with us. You know, it's effective, and the best part of it all, that it's free. So there's 8 slots open now, you know. Well, not even 8 slots anymore, forgive me, let me retract. There's actually 8 slots that are already RSVP'd for, and there's 3 spots remaining. So if you're interested, send me a bio at intuneshow@aol.com. And, you know, the end of this weekend is actually the deadline, and we encourage you to tune in for all those that are not willing to join in and share, but are willing to listen at 818-495-6975. You don't want to miss this. You know, basically, it's a bunch of like minds coming together and sharing and synergizing about ways to improve business or improve your music or improve social network follows and get your business off the ground and running correctly. So I think that is something that you guys should tune in for. It's something that you don't want to miss. And it's from 6 p.m. Eastern until 8 o'clock. So I'm going to be broadcasting live from Florida. So definitely try to make time for that, because with me being out of town for another job situation, I'm definitely making time to tune in. To stay in tune with you guys on that. So definitely make sure you do that. I'm looking forward to everyone. So far the invites on Facebook is looking great. If anyone is interested or knows someone that is doing business and you think that they have something that they could bring to the plate for 10 minutes, then definitely hit me up. I'm willing and open to network with any and everybody. So we have a few minutes before Ms. Veronica London calls in. I'm so excited, so excited. So, you know, again, if you guys have any questions or just to tune in, it's 818-495-6975. If you're tuning in for the first time to the Intune Show, welcome, you know. And for all our continuous supporters, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you guys have been, you know, doing out there on the social media networks, especially on Twitter, because I don't know, for some reason I've been sleeping on Twitter, and something told me, yay, you better, you know, go pick up your stacks over there. And I have been doing a phenomenal job with meeting phenomenal individuals, so I'm definitely addicted to Twitter now. You know, at first it was a Facebook addiction, and now it's a Twitter addiction. So definitely look us up if we're not friends on Twitter at Intune Show, and that's spelled NTUNEDSHOW. And definitely if you've been interviewed on the show or if you've been listening to the show and you have good or anything to say, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, definitely log on to www.intuned.webs.com and leave us a testimonial and let us know where we can improve at or how great we're doing and improving the things around us. We would love to hear from you. So all comments are valid. All comments are welcome. So, you know, we have a few minutes again. So, you know, let's just take the time right now to get in tune to another track. And by the time that track is over, Miss Veronica London should be on the line. So today we're going to get in tuned with, let's see, let's see, let's see. Let's give a shout out to Brittany J for Body Control. This one is one of my favorites. I've been blasting this thing at least like 35 times a day ever since I've interviewed Brittany. And for those that missed the interview, please, you know, look on the demand side of the website. We definitely have her interview there. She's an awesome individual, up-and-coming lady of just R&B and doing big things. So stay connected and stay in tune with Brittany J as well. And her follow on Facebook is you know, her fan page, and then you can definitely look her up on Twitter under Official Brittany, and that's Brittne. And, you know, get in tune with her music. This one's called Body Control. Brittany J with Body Control. So for all you guys that are tuning in for the first time, I'm interviewing Miss Veronica London, and you guys can call in at 818-495-6975 to voice your opinion or to tune in, as well as join our interactive chat room. So if you're a little shy and you know you have cold feet and you really don't want to come on here, that's totally cool. So we have another way of, you know, you guys voicing your opinion. You can say what you have to say, ask your questions from the interactive chat room, and I would definitely read them on here. So without further ado, we have Miss Veronica London online. How you doing
today?
Hi,
how are you?
Good.
Great.
And yourself? Thank
you for having me.
No, thank you for taking the time to share yourself with us tonight. I'm so excited to talk to you tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. So for all of those that are, you know, basically just getting in tune with who Veronica London is, and for all those that do know who you are and they just want to gain more insight on you, tell us a little bit about yourself, such as where you're from and, you know, where you're currently stationed.
Sure. I am a Canadian actress. My sister's actually born in Mexico City. Right now I'm in Toronto working on two features, and for a premiere, which is tomorrow, for Searching for Angels, which stars myself and Vivica A. Fox, in a play, an amnesia heroin addict. So that was always a very challenging role. And also I've been in several magazines, Maxim, so I've had my fair share of modeling, but my main focus is definitely acting.
Definitely, and you're doing such a great job at that, you know, as well. The modeling is also very stunning, may I add. So there's so much that we're going to learn from you tonight. But, you know, as far as, like, your name, how it's spelled, like, I adore the spelling of your name, to be honest with you. It's very unique. So who gave you your name?
Veronica. Well, that's my mom. I think she was in love with one of the soap opera actresses, and then she used to spell her name like that, so then that's kind of how I got my middle name, which is Veronica. And then London is a nickname, which came from Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing roulette, and then the brand of the roulette wheel was, I think, London. And then we're like, oh, my God, that's your lucky star. And then it kind of just kind of sparked up from that. So it's a nickname.
Definitely. It's totally cool. So do you have a nickname that you like to be called?
Well, I kind of just stick to London.
Oh, okay.
It's like my lucky
London
star type of name.
Okay, so would you prefer for me to address you by London?
Or you could just call me Veronica. Veronica's.
Okay, no problem. I just like to please
people.
That's all.
You're not getting confused.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, you know, what did you want to do when you was a child?
You know what? I actually wanted to be a publicist my whole life. Like, I love connecting people, introducing people, creating stories. I didn't learn until later on that all those things combined would actually be a publicist till maybe I started school taking marketing. But throughout high school, I tried all the different other things, like event planning. I kind of wanted to get into fashion, be a buyer, a teller, a lawyer. So the whole agreement that I had with my parents was every summer I had to shadow somebody that had the job that I wanted to pursue. And in high school, my marketing teacher, she's like, oh, why don't you try getting into modeling? And then as soon as I brought that up to my parents, they're like, no. They're like, get a real job. And then part of the agreement was like, okay, so if I do this and if I don't like it, can I pursue, like, the arts or marketing or something along those lines? Because they wanted me to go more into finance. And they were open to that idea. So I kind of, you know what, I actually did try all the backups, and they just didn't make me feel alive. It felt like a job. Till now, with a marketing background, I went to school for marketing, and then it's just, it is show business, so you kind of have to know how to sell, and the promotions, and creating the brand, and all that stuff, and the acting is just pretty much exploiting and expressing yourself, so I'm like, this is a win-win situation, how can anybody say no? It's a hustle, but I love hustling.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, but it all makes sense, and it all correlates together, so I can see how that all, you know, go together, and definitely is a smart approach to it all anyway, and I commend your parents for having you out there doing that. It should be like quadruple parents like yours on so many levels. Seriously,
yeah.
You know,
thanks.
Pushing you to be the best that you can in everything that you do, that's so awesome.
Definitely.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So are there any other loves other than like modeling and acting that you have?
Sorry, are there any other roles?
No, any other loves for different things, like sewing, cooking,
oh,
you know?
You know, I love cooking.
Whoa.
And I was actually on a, well, anything and everything. Like I said, I love creating. So for me, cooking, baking, all that stuff is combining
uh-huh.
all these things and creating something delicious. But I actually wanted my cooking show, and then I was an assistant on a cooking show. And that totally made me change my mind. I was like, wow, what you see on TV is so not what happens when you're actually shooting the TV show. Yeah, it's a very quick pace, and you can't screw up what you're saying because you're cooking at the same time, and as soon as you screw it up, it's like one long shot, so you have like 7 minutes to cook up this huge thing, and if you screw up, you do it over again, and you do it over again. And it just became totally different. Like, it just... Like, no, I love cooking. I love having my family over, and I'll take care of everything. Like, top to bottom, appetizers to full dessert, entrees and everything. But, yeah, the cooking show is definitely out. That's for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was really funny. It was, but you know what it reminded me? It's almost like one of those things that you think you want, but then you do it and you're like, damn, was I ever wrong? I thought this was like, so that was interesting.
Right, I
and,
agree. And
I love martial arts, too. Sorry?
Yeah, I know, and I'm going to get into that one because I have a few questions about the martial arts for you.
Oh, yeah,
but,
the
you know, the reason,
martial arts.
Mm-hmm, the reason why I was like, wow, when we first started getting into the cooking was because I can't cook for nothing at all. No, there's nothing that I can cook. So it's just funny that you just like, yeah, I love to cook. And I'm just like, really? Wow, okay. There's
there
nothing that I can make that's edible. So, yeah, so we're going to just leave that one alone. Now,
funny.
A whole meal of unedible stuff, yeah, that would be huge. So,
you're like,
Veronica,
here's an open package. Yes.
Exactly. So, Veronica, I'm curious about a few things. So you just brought up the martial arts, so I'll just probably get right into that. But I was just trying to hold that one off so I can kind of shock people that, you know, you do have that talent. So how often do you work out to maintain that eye-catching figure? Seriously, a size 2 dress, Veronica, and you love to cook? Like, how do you maintain?
Yeah, well, that's why I work out a lot. People are like, how do you stay fit? I'm like, why do you think I take up boxing 6 days a week? Because I need to eat. I love to eat. So, yeah, I'm pretty much, like, at the boxing gym maybe 6 days a week. Like, if I have to prepare for photo shoots, otherwise it's 5 days. If I'm slacking off, it's 4 days. But they're very intense workouts. It's probably, like, an hour and a half or so. But it's my stress reliever. Honestly, I think I've trained myself so much that, like, if I don't go, then I'll like, end up freaking out. So
right,
I don't
definitely.
Freak out.
Definitely. And I kind of figured that when I asked that question that you were going to be like, what? I love food. Because most of the time it's always the people that have, like, perfect shapes that, like, can eat anything because they're so conditioned in their ritual of working out. Not like myself,
yeah.
You know. Definitely. So if I came to your house and looked inside your refrigerator, like, what would I find in there? Like, what are some of your favorite things?
Well, you know what? I have it clean most of the time. Like, everything in my house is clean. I just, if I want to indulge, then I'll go out to eat. Because if I have all the sweets and everything I want to eat in my house, I will have no control and eat it all. So
right.
You will find all vegetables and fruits, grains, a lot of protein. I eat a lot of protein because I work out quite a bit. The odd time, then you'll find some extra sweets in there. You'll definitely find quite a selection of wines and liquor and all that stuff. But I usually follow the 80-20 rule. So 80% of the time I try to eat healthy, but the other 20 I indulge in everything possible.
Definitely, because I think, you know, we all have our little guilty pleasures. So, you know, mine is chocolate and coffee, you know, and
oh my
two
God,
caffeine.
I'm a caffeine
freak.
Yes.
You're a caffeine freak too?
Oh, yeah, man. I love coffee. I mean, it's not even for the purpose anymore. I think it's now the taste, but it's a comfort thing now.
Yes, exactly, because I don't think it doesn't make me relax and it doesn't make me jittery. It makes me nothing. It makes me want another cup. That's all it does.
I know. It'd be like, oh, I'm going to have it. It's like warm milk and it's time for bed now.
Exactly. It's so crazy, but I'm working on that one. I'm definitely working on trying to kick that a little bit. But I don't know how that's.
I'm trying to replace it with green tea, but so far it's not working out.
Yeah, definitely. It's hard. It's really hard. So what's the one thing that you can't live without?
One thing, watching movies. I think I go through withdrawals if I don't watch one, like, at least every 4 days. Yeah, or music. Music, because you know how music can, like, alter your mood up or down. So, yeah, probably those two are definitely things that just keep me going, inspire me.
Yeah, I love it. I love that you said movies because that's me too. I'm on Netflix. Even I'll watch an oldie. I'll watch something 101 times. I don't even care. And sometimes I just put it on and have it watch me. It doesn't matter. Like, I just need to have
something. I'll be, like, reciting
something.
The lines. You're going to be like, damn, you need some new movies. I'll be like, no. And say the next line.
Exactly. I'll be tweeting like, hey, I'm watching The Golden Child. And people will be like, really?
Again.
Exactly. Yeah. So what do you collect? So, you know, because we all, as females, you know, we have our things, like whether it's shoes, bags, accessories or something. My guilty pleasures on that level is bags and shoes. What's yours?
You know, I love sunglasses and hats. That's always in my thing, just because I guess they feed me so many times. Whenever I travel and late nights and all that stuff. So that's always been, it's not even a planned collection. It kind of just happens that, like, it just, I have so many of both. I just, like, slap on shades, lip gloss, and get to go, or put on a hat. And that's why they have become such an important accessory that I kind of collect now.
And who's your favorite designer?
Well, you know what? Right now, there's a friend of mine, Jason Myers, who is up here in Toronto, and his collection, like his clothes, are really, really starting to stand out. And I'm a fan of people that are kind of starting out, because I know what it's like when you're first starting out and you want to get your name out there and like all that stuff. So he definitely has a lot of like edgy but like artistic things, which I'm drawn to, something outside of the ordinary. So I'm a big fan of his, and right now it's like, even with attending some of the premieres that I have, I'm like, okay, Jason, let's promote you.
Right.
I love your thing, so I definitely want to help you.
Right. Definitely. It's nothing that you can't wear. So, you know, you can't go wrong with anything you put on. That's for sure.
Oh, definitely. Well, I definitely love more like the anything leather fitted and something edgy, like the 6.5-inch stilettos with like diamonds around, like anything that's kind of like glam rock is definitely what stands out to me, and he definitely fits the bill for that stuff, or he makes it.
Right, but and that's awesome too. Awesome. So I see that you have tattoos, and that's also one of my, you know, guilty pleasures again. And, you know, I was just looking, and I was like, oh, my God, they're awesome. They're beautiful. Maybe I should do that, you know. And then I was like, I'm going to buy her style. Oh, my God. You know, I have 19 tattoos.
Oh, Monica. You have 19 tattoos? Oh, my God. Well, I have 9. You just have an extra one in front of the 9. Wow.
Yes. Okay. I'm addicted to fairies and butterflies and, you know, like different unique looking flowers and things of that nature, because it just kind of symbolizes for me like growth. You know, butterflies, they metamorph into, you know, beautiful things. I mean, you know, caterpillars, excuse me, and they metamorph and things of that nature. And then flowers, they die and then re-soil the earth and rebloom again. So that's where I'm at with it. I never get anything that's too crazy pants, like people that get SpongeBob and stuff like that. Like, no, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your tattoos and what they represent.
Well, at the end of the day, they all represent strength of will. So kind of all of them are, it either means like inner strength, or like I have one on my side that says in Spanish, like tears turn to gold. So pretty much anything negative turned into something positive. Or like on my side, I have a scripture that says change can only happen through movement and emotion and action. So it's kind of just transition, but you need the strength to keep going, because life is going to throw you many ups and downs and downs and more downs. You got to keep going towards the light. So that's the main thing.
Definitely. And that's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. Is it one that, I mean, they're all good things, don't get me wrong, but is it one that really stands out the most for you?
Yeah, the one that I have on my upper left shoulder blade, it's in binary code. And it just says desire, but it's ultimately I find it's the passion and desire that keeps you going for anything in life, through the lows and the highs. You kind of just, you have to have that burning desire and passion to keep going. Otherwise, you can have everything else, but if that kind of dies, then it kind of slows you down. So that's definitely my, and I like creative things. So the fact that it's binary code, people are like, what are all the ones and zeros? So I'm like, it's different. I like being creative. And then they're like, oh, they're like, okay, that's cool. Now that they get it.
Right. It's definitely cool. And it's definitely unique. And I don't really think I've seen anyone have that like tattoo. So you'd probably be trendset in that in a few.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, definitely.
We've met everywhere.
So what are some of your pet peeves? Do you have any?
Oh, of course, who doesn't? I guess, you know what, I've always not been a fan of when people are eating and they, like, chew with their mouth open. Just for hygienic reasons. That for some reason, just is not a big thing for me. Or people that are just, like, extremely late. And, yeah. Other than that, I'm pretty flexible with things. It's just minor little things that sometimes get to me, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Or even snoring. Something so simple.
Yeah.
When you're tired and you're working like 24/7 and you only have 3 hours to sleep, it's like, I really don't want to hear that right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
It's so true. It's so true. Because I had interviewed Nikki McKnight, and she and I had asked her the same question. I said, do you have any pet peeves? And she's like, you know what, Precious? I really don't. I really don't. And I'm like, come on. Who doesn't have one? So the other day on Twitter, she tweeted me, and she said, you know what? I think I found one. People that can't drive.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're in a rush or you're having one of those days, a rush hour,
Yeah, definitely.
Then the road rage comes out.
Yes, that can be a bit of a pain in the booty. So let's get down to how amazing you are, you know, because, you know, I just wanted to break the ice a little bit and things of that nature. So tell us, what fuels your energy? I know you said that music and, you know, watching movies and things of that nature helps you, and working out puts you into, like, a calm state of mind. But what fuels you so much? Because I see that you're very driven, and I like that. You know, you're very creative, you're very driven, and, you know, you're the type of person that you put your feet into everything to see what works for you, which is also awesome and amazing. So what just, you know, motivates you to be so, like, on it?
Love, at the end of the day. I think it's just, like, a love for myself, my family, my friends. And whoever I'm with, or if I'm trying to attract somebody specific, that's ultimately what, like, drives me. And it's the desire to be successful, you know. And it's sometimes if I'm uncomfortable about something, then it just makes me work a little bit harder. Or if I know I'm not working towards my fullest potential, I get very uncomfortable that I can't sleep, that I keep going. I don't know. It's weird. I can't even explain it sometimes. I'm like, man, I can't sleep because I should have done this too. So I'm going to get up at 3 a.m. and finish it. One of those. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So how do you react when, you know, you're approached by a fan? Like, so I'm saying fan, but I honestly don't really like that word. I kind of like supporters, you know, because people.
Oh, well, that's a good word.
Yeah, so, you know, because out here, you know, to me, just, you know, doing what I do on a daily basis, I just feel like I don't really want someone to be my fan, you know. Like, I just want everyone to join me and, you know, with my move to empowerment. And the only way you can do that is just, you know, just gaining support. So basically, if we support one another, then there's nothing we can't do. So that's how I look at people. So how do you, you know, react when your support, when supporters approach you and they realize who you are in the street?
I'm grateful. You know, at the end of the day, if it weren't for them, you kind of just don't go anywhere. So I'm definitely, if they have questions, I definitely just answer them. Most of the time, they just want to know how you got there, or they just want to say thank you for being an inspiration. And really, I sometimes hear stories that people just kind of brush them off. But at the end of the day, it's like, if you can affect someone and inspire them, that's such a gift too. So I wouldn't want to not give someone the opportunity to share that, because that in itself is, like, really nice gesture. So I'm very open. I love meeting new people either way. It's just like,
that's awesome.
New people. Aww. Okay.
So, you know, that's awesome, because, you know, when you're at a certain stature out there, people are afraid to approach you sometimes. And because you're beautiful, you know, and I know that a lot of people would be like, I can't say nothing. You know, I can't say nothing.
Yeah, that's like that one too. They're like, you can be intimidating, but then once they start talking to you, they'd be like, wow, you're like a 180 of what I thought you'd be like. And I was like, oh, like, I'm approachable. Like, I love talking to people, meeting new people all the time, for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, that's you know, made me comfortable as well, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'll talk to anybody, too. It doesn't matter
who
you are. I'll talk to you.
Nice.
Okay, so modeling, acting, and you also host Toro TV's Damage Control. Tell us a little bit about your experience as a host.
Yeah, I used to work with them. I collaborated with them a couple months ago, and it was pretty much, when guys have a problem with how to deal with women, what they should be doing. And so that was a lot of fun to actually be to, you know, hear what goes on in guys' heads and what they really, really want at the end of the day, which sometimes it was like the older man that wanted the younger female. How do I get her? And how do I deal with certain situations? So it's just very interesting to be a part of it, that's for sure.
Definitely. So, you know, so it was about men that's just basically trying to ground themselves with women in general?
Pretty much.
Because that's an interesting topic.
Yeah, well, there was always a controversy.
Yeah.
With my host, we would kind of go opposites. So we would try to see what each other's point was and kind of battle it out also to see who would kind of win the argument. But at the end of the day, we wanted to give constructive advice for this person that wanted either to break up or how to deal with a breakup or business, like do you work business or do you mix business with pleasure? Or my girlfriend broke up with me, or how do I get this younger girl, and what do you do when you have to deal with, like, meeting the parents and gifts and all that stuff. So it's just interesting for the guy to see the girls and the guy's perspective.
Definitely. That's awesome. I'm just, like, I'm floored because I'm like, that's an amazing topic. It really is.
God,
I have to look into that.
It opens up a lot of communication between women and men. It's very interactive with everybody because everybody has that one thing in common, relationships. That's the one universal thing we will always have in common.
Very true. Very true. So tell me, how do you feel about, you know, being the Canadian hottie, becoming the Megan Fox of Hollywood North? How do you feel about that whole paraphrase? I don't know. You like it? Because I was like,
flattered.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm like, she's amazing. Like, just everything that I've been researching and looking up about you is, like, you stand on your own, you know, and Megan Fox is Megan Fox, and she's amazing also, don't get me wrong. But, you know, you already put your foundation down. So I think that, you know, in my mind, I would just want to be addressed as who I am. No comparison. You know?
Yeah. Well, if I'm with the media, there will always be comparisons going on no matter what. Even, like, in Style magazine, they always do Battle of the Fashion, right? So two girls happen to be wearing the same day, and they're like, who looks hotter? You know, so a comparison, I understand how the media works. It's just part of it, you know?
Yeah.
But definitely, I also respect her as a person because what she stands for is we have similar traits. Like, she loves being free and the confidence and seduction. Those are definitely traits that I also exude as a person. So just seeing it from that point of view, it's like I take it as a compliment because she does what she wants and that's exactly what I do.
Yeah, definitely, because I'm digging the new hair color.
Oh, good.
I love it.
People either love it or they hate it. They're like, what is up with the red? And then the other ones are like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing it, but I love it.
No, it's awesome. You can't please the world. You know, I've learned that a long time ago.
Definitely.
You
I
definitely
think that's
have
amazing.
To listen.
I just go with my instinct and kind of if I want to do it, I kind of have to do it. And it's too much work to give in for everything.
Right.
I'm like,
so how's that working with, like, roles right now? Is that the hair, like, throwing them off?
Well, right now, I'm booking quite a bit with the color like this. So that's why I've been able to maintain it. But, you know, it's like with any contract, they want you to dye it for specific things. If it's blonde or black, then you kind of just have to go back. So it comes down to branding afterwards.
Right.
But right now, the features that I'm working on, it's like they prefer it. And they're like, man, it's even more. So it's a good thing right now.
Right. Definitely. It's a good look. I love it. So you played a drug addict, a prostitute, / prostitute. You played a sexy assassin, and you played a nun. Which role did you enjoy the most, you know, playing? And I was just like, I can see you as a sexy assassin, definitely. You know, go out there and play as, hey, yeah, you know, it's all good. Look at my sexy body. And it snaps someone's neck.
Oh, that's funny. let's see. You're so funny. My favorite role, probably, definitely was Searching for Angels, just because I got to see the world a little bit different, introduce me to different types of people, experiences. I am not very much in touch with, like, heroin addicts or prostitutes or like the dirty, like sketchy more sides of a town. But with that movie, it definitely opened up my eyes, and I started to see things from a different world, from a survival aspect, and not so much luxury. So it just made me a little bit more humble to learn more. And addiction can be so destructive. Like I know some people that have addictions, but now I understand really where their mind state is and how hard it can be to change, but also how they can't change. So that's definitely more. I like the type of roles that really make me open up myself to new experiences and understanding the world a lot better.
Definitely, that's excellent. You know, definitely. Yeah. So did you attend like school for acting, or was it just something that came naturally?
Well, after I booked my first role, then I started taking acting classes because I was like, oh my God, I really love doing this. And it's a little bit more harder than I ever really planned for. It's not just like reading lines and stuff like that. I think at the end of the day, you just have to be truthful and be actually open to your own experiences, because that's what you're really going to be exploiting at the end of the day through like a script.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be in the moment while you're saying those things, and in your head, like this person that you're talking to is actually somebody else, and that's what really makes the scene magical. And it's just like, oh, there's truth, and you're like, oh my God, it's magical.
Definitely.
So it's just being open. That was like the hard part, that they teach you how to be open.
Right. You know, I wouldn't make it, Veronica. I really wouldn't, because I only know how to,
you can.
I wouldn't. If it was something like a skit, for instance, like with something with comic in it, like something, some comedy in it, then yeah, definitely I probably can do that, because I think that, you know, I like to giggle and laugh, and I like to say outlandish stuff. So I would definitely fall into something, but be serious about something, I don't know, I'll be laughing through it. They're like, cut, cut, cut. I'm like, don't you see how comical this is? They're like, no, cut, cut. No. But do you have any rituals that you do before a photo shoot or doing a video or even going on screen? Do you have anything that you do to ease yourself down?
Yeah, it's usually music. I train myself to listen to specific things if I have to be in a certain moment or a certain mm-hmm. state. So if I have to be, like with Searching for Angels, I was listening to Smashing Pumpkins for some reason. And that got through in my head. If I had to go like deep, 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 like I'm going to be like bawling or fighting or going into a very dark place, I would listen to it or a smell, and then that would kind of put me in that state. Or if it's something a lot more fun, once again with music or smell, I can just I train myself to tap into it, like smell it really quick, and it's like, okay, energy right away. Yeah. Or with music, how steep, I guess, me going.
Right, definitely. So who are some of the people that you had the pleasure of working with?
Well, there's Vivica A. Fox. She was definitely delightful. I worked on Hairspray also, so Michelle Pfeiffer, John Travolta, they were also great. Shane West, he was also fun to work with. And who else? Let's see, it's off my head. We can go on to who I would love to work with.
Right, exactly. Like,
I think,
who,
like,
so
my
that
my
would be the next one, you know.
Person. Okay, my dream person that I would love to work with one day is like Al Pacino.
Oh, like, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, or like Robert De Niro, like the old classics. It's just like, that would be unreal. And you're like, wow. Yeah.
No, seriously, I agree with you. I agree with you. Let me be your girl who carries your stuff around when you get cast in a role with either one of them. For real, like, let me just shadow you, okay? I will be your assistant for the day. I love them both. I really do. When I was growing up, I used to always say, I'm going to marry Al Pacino. I'm going to marry him.
Oh, no way. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. I mean, please. I love that man. And Robert De Niro as well. Like, I would get with both of them right now. Seriously, no.
If they're listening out there.
Right, if you're listening, guys, call me. No. What are some of the perks of, you know, your career?
You know, for me personally, the main perk is I love to meet new people and go to events, and those are the main things, because it's just easy access to attend all these different things. like the gift bags and all that stuff. That's always fun. But for me, I'm more of a people interactive type person. So meeting all these new people is just, for me, perfect. Because I don't know, well, there aren't that many jobs out there that, like, unless you're in the entertainment industry, but so you get the chance to network and meet new people and just be out and about, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm. So for me, that's true. That is true. And the gift bags, like she said, guys, the gift bags, keep them coming. Make them bigger. You know, make them bigger. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what size you get them in now, but we always want those to, you know, always be bigger the next time around. But so anyway, you know, I wanted to ask, like, you know, when you're in front of the screen and you're viewing yourself for the first time, because I know you have a big thing coming up tomorrow, but we're going to get to that as well. How do you feel? How does it make you feel to see yourself on screen?
It's kind of surreal, depending the type of role. When I went, like, for this film, when I went to the private screening with some of my friends, it was actually very uncomfortable. I didn't even want to watch it because it's very gritty, it's very dark, and it's just, it's hard to watch when you're watching yourself getting raped or you're just in a very bad situation. You're like, oh, my God. So sometimes I prefer, if possible, watching it by myself if I can get access to it, just so I can be ready for, I can be prepared. So it's not, like, such a big shock to just see something big screen and you're like, oh, my God, what is that? I totally understand other actors when they're like, they can't see themselves because it's kind of weird. And even for friends, sometimes they're so shocked. Or my mom, when she first saw it, she's like, oh, my God, I hope you're not doing drugs. And my mom, she's like, did he really hurt you? And I'm like, no, we're acting, Mom. But it looks so real. I'm like, Mom, don't worry. She was so concerned after. And I was like, oh, boy. Yeah, so I think sometimes it's harder for my close family and immediate friends and all that stuff for them to watch, and they're just like, they become a little bit more protective. And I'm like, it's, guys, it's just a role.
That's so cute of your mom. Are you okay? No.
Yeah, like, well, then she found the other actor that was, like, beating me up. And she's like, you better not hurt my daughter. And I'm like, Mom, we shot that over a year ago. Like, he's actually a really funny dude. Yeah, so that was very...
Oh, my God, I love it. I really do. Mom, you know, you have to expect that, though, because it's like, my baby,
Yeah, well, I kind of prepped her beforehand, but I guess once she saw it, it was just like, oh, my God, what are you doing? Yeah.
Oh, that is so hysterical. I could laugh about that for 10 minutes, but I'm going to stop right now because I just think it's so cute. So, excuse me, I'm sorry. Is there any roles that you would turn down? Like, say, you know, you would push a few roles. Like, what would you not want to, you know, indulge in as far as roles are concerned?
You know, I'm very open to different things. It just comes down to the script for me, really. I like things that have depth. If I find that it's maybe too flat, then I might not be so inclined to it. But, you know, like, sometimes you can take a character that you think is flat and just make it complex and conflicted, and it really comes to life. So I'm pretty open to just about anything. Even, like, with nudity, sometimes the way it is done, it can be, if it's part of the script and it's, like, needed, then that can come into play. It's just, yeah, it really takes, like, it's the whole thing that comes together, like the whole script that really either makes it or break it. And then if it's just not that good, then you kind of just pass on it.
Definitely. So now, when you first came on, we were talking about, you know, martial arts. So here we go. Are you really fluent in several martial art techniques? And are you really trained in medieval combat? Because when I read that, I said, are you serious? Can she just snap someone's neck in three places with one finger? Can you do that?
Do what? The break the...
Can you really just go and snap someone's neck with one finger? Can you do that?
Well, just, probably just pat. I would need both my hands. But unless if I were to poke you at a specific place, like a pressure point, then that could also do some damage. If anything, it would probably just shock you more than anything. Just do that. You're like, yep, and then you snap. I've been taking karate and taekwondo since I was about 5 or so.
Mm-hmm.
My brother used to take it when I was younger, and then that's how I would bond with him if I took karate classes, so that was my way of hanging out with him. But it just became something like I love the training and the spiritual mentality that you have to have, because it's almost like yoga. You have to be very centered, and they teach you how to be focused and disciplined. So I think that's what I ultimately liked, and why my parents also loved that I was into the sport, because it teaches you discipline, I think, sports. Then my sister, as I got older, she became a kickboxing instructor, and then I just started taking her classes. So then that kind of came into play, but because I already had like taekwondo and karate experience, and it was just kind of something new to jump into. But I love the intensity of the workouts, like at the end of the day, because they're so vigorous.
Mm-hmm.
After those, it's like I could have been angry at the world, but as soon as I leave, I love everything and everyone. You're too tired to be in a negative place. Yeah,
definitely, because I was like reading that, and I was just like, hey, they say don't judge a book by its cover, and that rings true with you, because, I mean, 115 pounds at 5'5", and you're kicking booty on so many different techniques out there. I'm sorry?
You know, at the end of the day, it's just strategy, because when you look at a person and they get agitated because sometimes they're in a confrontation type of situation, but if you just kind of maneuver certain things a certain way and breathe, you can beat anybody, really. Certain little tricks here and there. Yeah.
So you said that if you weren't acting, you would be a stunt double. You know, what intrigues you about
that?
Well,
I kind of
What intrigues you with that line of work, the stunt double?
The fact that it's so intense. I have some friends that do stunt work. And also with my background with martial arts, it kind of just would be the next high with that type of background. Because it's most of the times you're really putting your life in danger. So I think it's the fact that it's so kind of crazy that would definitely draw me towards it. But when I get the opportunity to do more stunts on film, then I'm definitely more inclined and down to doing it. Unless it's too crazy, then I'll be like, no, get somebody in. But yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah,
for sure.
I was like, look at her. She's a little firecracker. Oh, my goodness. So you have mentioned that you wanted to play a superhero. So what would your superpower be, and what would be your name if you were to play a role?
Well, I love Rogue from X-Men, even her name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I would love to play her. She's just a lot of fun. I think if I could have a power, I'd definitely be able to time travel, going back and forth. I think that'd be a lot of fun. And for the name, I'd go with Rogue. And because I already have, like, the same hair color, well, we're close.
Right, definitely. That does make sense. So, you know, if you guys are out there listening, definitely, you know, Veronica is the girl. She kicks booty. She has the red hair. It all makes sense.
She definitely does.
And she can act, okay? So what is your typical day like?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think every day changes. Earlier today, I had a photo shoot, and then I had an in-person interview. Then I had to shop a bit because I have a premiere later on tonight. And then I just had another radio interview right before yours. So after this, I had to hit the makeup chair and get ready for the other premiere.
Definitely. So
go.
Busy.
So go.
Busy beast. So I only have like a few more questions because I know you have to go and get yourself together and things of that nature. But I'm just trying to just touch on everything because I've been like promoting all week long, just trying to get people in tune to how awesome you are. So basically, you know, I wanted to know, what questions do you hate the most when you're being interviewed? Like, what do you hate people asking you?
Who I'm dating. I guess sometimes that's, depending if I, usually if I'm dating someone in the media, I keep that out of the limelight, you know, just for some privacy. I think that's about it. I'm pretty open, otherwise I'm an open book, but that would definitely be kind of it. Or if they go too personal about like my mom, my dad, or siblings, just because I know they like the privacy as well. So I kind of
turns you off. Yeah. So what do you wish people asked you more about that they really ever touch on?
Well, lately they've been pretty open, just asking me, like, who I am, what I'm about, what's the ultimate vision, and what I'm working towards. So I've been pretty lucky with interviews with people asking me a wide variety of questions and not just, like, the same, like, you know, your boobies ring, you know, kind of stuff like that. So,
right, definitely. I have a quick one for you. Men or shoes? Men or shoes? Which one do you choose, men or shoes?
Pardon me?
Which one do you choose, men or shoes?
Oh, God. probably shoes, because
definitely.
Look at the guy. As soon as they see heels and stilettos, they're like, flies.
Wow. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, that's a toughie. And then again, it's not, because like you just said, you get the hot shoes, the men going to come. So you don't have to pick men first.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow
night
is a special
day.
Right, exactly. So tomorrow night is a special day for you. So tell us a little bit more about your film, Searching for Angels.
Searching for Angels, I play a young woman, and I just finished school. I'm a very smart girl, and then I get bored very quick, so I start meeting the wrong people, and because it's something very different than what I'm used to, I start hanging out with them. I get introduced to drugs and prostitution. Once you get into drugs and I didn't have any money to pay for it, then the prostitution came into play up until I got violently beaten, and they find me on the streets, like, pretty much dead, gone for it. And in the hospital, I meet this woman, which is Vivica A. Fox. She ends up being my nurse, and she helps me find home, because at that moment, then, I have a heroin addiction, but I also got amnesia because the beating was so bad. So it's the whole transition of me being sick, but I don't even know what's wrong with me because I don't remember anything, and I don't have anywhere to go home to. Or it's a Jane Doe situation, so... on my way to finding who I am and what I'm all about, I find that I have a very, very, very dark, gritty past, and just realizing that, like, it's almost like an innocent, reborn person, and it's like everybody is almost against you, and the street doesn't like you, and I live in the worst kind of parts of the hood, so it's a survival game after a while, but with an innocent mind, so it's different when you know the streets and how to survive them, but if you're kind of starting out already with a bad reputation and you don't know how to play the game, then that's when things got interesting. So, yeah, there's a lot of ups and downs and a lot of twists and many emotional moments in the film.
Excuse me, definitely. So I'm just floored by just, you know, your personality, because, you know, you never know what to expect when you never met anyone, you know, and I must say that you're pretty dargone awesome, and I just enjoy talking to you. This whole entire time I had fun. I'm like, yay. So, on a parting note, you know, what words of wisdom could you share with young women starting their journey or considering to venture into acting?
Follow your instinct. I think out of everything I have learned, at the end of the day, you really have to trust your instinct. You will get told by so many people, do this, do that, do this, do that, play this image, or there's just so much that comes into play. But at the end of the day, if you can trust your instinct, then what you're doing or the next step you should take, that's what you should go for, because at the end of the day, really, you're the one that has to look in the mirror, and you're the one that has to be able to sleep at night. So if you cross too many boundaries, or if you're just not doing what you want to do, certain roles, it's not worth it. It's so much work that you might as well really express what you want to express. You know, it doesn't mean, like, follow the rules per se, but it's just trust your instinct and with what you think might be right. That really, I think, is, like, the main thing. And I got told that, actually, very early on. They're like, at the end of the day, that's all you've got. And I didn't get it then, but now I sure do get it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So where can people gain more insight on you and connect to you for future projects and stuff?
Yeah, they can check me out on Twitter. So twitter.com/Veronica London. My website, www.veronicalondon.com, and that's all Veronica with a K. And even on Facebook, to facebook.com/vlondon. And I'll shoot me messages, and I'm pretty good at responding.
Yay.
At least my hour to respond to people. Hour of
and
power, I call it.
Okay, for real. So, Veronica, you have no idea how honored that I am to have had you on the show tonight to gain more insight on you. And I look forward to, you know, synergizing and staying connected. And for any upcoming projects or anything that you want to just come back on the show for, just to say, hey, I'm loving that too. So definitely
yeah,
keep me
you.
In the
so
loop.
It's been a pleasure talking to you too.
Yeah, definitely. I liked your fan page on Facebook, and I'm following you on Twitter. I'm doing it all, and I'm going to constantly promote you from this day forward, because everyone who comes on the show, you know, is not about like, hey, how you doing, and then forget about the person. That's not how I like to do things. I like to keep people close to my heart and definitely, you know, always support them from this day forward. So you have my support, and you gained a new supporter.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Have a good night tonight, and have a good day tomorrow. And stay in
Thank
tune
you.
As much as you can. Have a great night.
I definitely will.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Miss Veronica London. She is a sweetie, and I enjoyed talking to her. You know, it was such a pleasure, and I look forward to all that's to come for her, you know, with her. So for all those that need to connect or want to connect with Veronica, please check out my Facebook page. I will post all her links on the wall so you guys can stay in tune with all her future projects. It's been a pleasure. I'm glad that everyone tuned in tonight to get to, you know Veronica a little bit better. Her movie is coming out with Vivica A. Fox, and the premiere is tomorrow, so she had much to do, and she calls all the way in from Canada. So I'm feeling pretty darn good about my experience tonight. So for all those that don't know, tomorrow I'm interviewing LaVert 2, 6:15 p.m. Eastern. And I hope you guys tune in for that as well, because for all those that don't know who LaVert is, it was Gerald LaVert's group, Gerald LaVert, Sean LaVert, and Mark Gordon. So now Mark Gordon is now initiating, you know, LaVert 2, and their new member is Black Rose. So we're going to tune in with them tomorrow and check them out and gain more insight on them. So until tomorrow, babies, have a good night. Thank you for staying in tuned. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you much. And for all you guys that listen to the show, you know I like to end the show on a theme song. So here we go.
I'm in town. Conversation. Yeah.